It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Feels like afternoon to me, but good morning. So I was up at 3:45 this morning.
3:45.
Showed up right across the street at Bullany Plaza. Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing, who of course is a sponsor of our show and also a business associate of mine. And he is sponsoring, LA Classic Roofing is sponsoring the youth division of the Gumbo Cook-Off. And Channel 15, which it's confusing because actually on Cox, the morning show runs on Channel 3. It's, all right. It comes on the NBC affiliate as well as the Fox sometimes. I'm
okay.
Confused.
All right.
But we've been off and on all morning. Well, Jake has been just talking about the cook-off. We've got his son Jackson, along with two of his buddies out there right now, and cooking a gumbo. Came out pretty good, I have to say.
Oh, you've tasted some already.
Oh, look, when I start cooking something at 4:30 in the morning, believe it, believe you me, it's 7:35 when I came to walk over.
I hadn't seen the drool yet coming out of your mouth.
And look, I did it the way I like doing it. I got it going. Thighs. I like thighs in my gumbo. I don't put any white meat in my gumbo.
I hear you.
But just to talk a little bit about the, we're going to start talking every day a little. There's so many different facets of the Gumbo Cook-Off.
Correct.
Run by the New Iberia Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct.
I mean, you've got red beans. You've got the Saturday open division. You've got the Sunday open division with the gumbo. So many different things. So we could spend a whole show talking about the Gumbo Cook-Off. So we'll talk about, being that we've got the youth competition being showcased across the street right now at Bullany Plaza, we'll go ahead and talk about it. So it's called Future World Champions of Gumbo Cook-Off Youth Competition, sponsored by LA Classic Roofing. $50 entry fee per team. Cooking begins at noon on Saturday. That is, I'm looking.
October?
Yeah, I'm looking at the on this.
I want to say like the 10th, 11th, 12th,
yes.
Somewhere in there.
Yes, I know the deadline is the 30th. We need to work on this sheet right here.
Right.
The actual gumbo cook-off is Sunday, October 10th. So this would be on Saturday the 9th. Here we go. Okay, so Saturday the 9th, and you know, just a few of the rules and things you follow. All teams have to be sponsored by a competing gumbo team.
Okay.
Teams will consist of 5 persons, maximum between the ages of 9 and 17. Mentor is responsible for starting the team's fire. All teams are required to cook at least 5 gallons of chicken and sausage gumbo. All teams may use jar roux of their choice or pre-cooked roux. So
okay.
For the kids that you're not
sure
demanding. A roux can get a little complicated. Not only that, you can burn yourself with, you know.
Yeah.
I burn myself all the time cooking a roux.
It's being safe. Just being safe.
Teams may sell gumbo to the public, keep 50% of the deposit proceeds. Youth team captain and mentor must attend the mandatory chef's meeting. Teams will furnish their own rice. The chamber will furnish bowls, spoons, and napkins. Teams may display team names, banners, and decorate. All these different things. So if you're interested, you can contact me. You can contact the Chamber of Commerce to get involved. Speaking of gumbo, but I say speaking of gumbo, this is changing a little. I guess there's no gumbo that you would put deer in, would you?
Yeah, venison.
Okay, so there's a venison gumbo.
Yeah, it's white meat though. You know, venison.
But it's doable,
like rabbit.
Well, I have to say this because this is, you know, it's sporting.
I've seen elk in gumbo.
Okay, there we go. I know you definitely a stew. So if you can do a stew, you can do a gumbo.
Yes.
So I've talked about this before on the show. In the evenings, one of my favorite things to do is combine golf and exercising.
Okay.
And I do it on Mondays, just about every Monday, with the weather permitting. I'll grab my 7-iron. I'll at least go walk the back nine, and I'll play golf with a 7-iron.
Might not be able to do it this much.
Well, yeah, you're right. But I did it yesterday evening.
Okay.
I typically don't do it when the course is open, but after a rain shower like that, I could tell there was nobody on the course.
Sure.
So I went out and grabbed my 7-iron. Well, I get to number 15 tee box, and for those of you that are familiar with Cane Row, it's on the far back side of the golf course. With the woods right there, there's the pond to the back. And when I say, I think we were equally scared. I scared a couple of red stag deer, and they scared me. These were two of the most beautiful animals I've ever seen. And I'm talking about on TV even.
Yes.
All right? At the zoo. Oh, my God, these unbelievable-looking creatures. Big enough that I could have ridden one of these things. Now, I know I couldn't.
Yeah, to find, catch him first.
Oh, my God. The one that I really got a good look at, when he finally turned and ran into the brush, there was brush right there, the athleticism of that animal, the hindquarters working its way down to those skinny little ankles that they have, that is just a creature that, man, it's just unbelievable. I called Mark Lepre immediately. He was like, man, I'm so glad you got to see him. I hadn't seen him in a while. Because during the heavy heat, they stay in the brush.
Sure.
But this was after one of those showers. And believe it or not, we didn't get much rain at Cane Row yesterday. All the rain everywhere. There was very little rain because the carts, to me, will be off the path today.
Right.
If as long as we don't get any more rain, which I'm hoping they are. Tee time at 12:30.
Might get rain tomorrow. I mean, Saturday.
Correct. But there is a good chance. There's 60% this afternoon. We've got, unrelated to the storm, there is a lot of precipitation out there in the Gulf below. I'm going to say Terrebonne Parish and whatnot, kind of moving this way. So
yes.
Just what I've seen. But those deer, like I said, I called Mark Lepre and I said, I can't believe what I just saw. I knew there were deer out there, but these animals were just unbelievable. He was so excited that I saw him. Like he said, he hadn't seen him in a while.
And that's the first time you'd seen these animals?
Yeah, I've seen whitetail all over.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've seen other deer. But just
I've seen the whitetail, but not, because I know that they have axis deer. They have a certain kind of black deer that there's these red stags. I'm talking a rack on these things. Unbelievable.
Rutting season.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Fun to look at. So do know that you can, if you want to set up a hunt out there, you can bow hunt, you can rifle hunt. The rifle hunting is further away. To restate to everyone that if anybody would ever have a concern, all of the blinds shoot out away from civilization, which, of course, everybody's does, you know, in anywhere near. But there won't be any freestyle hunting out there.
Yeah, you can probably Google Earth it and probably see it better, too.
Yes. But all of the stands shoot out north away from the golf course. But if you want to set up a hunt, you can call me. Get with me at BrentIndes@Cox.net. I think a lot of the hunts are already done for this year. He's booked up. They're going to get started with that very soon. Deer hunting season starts any weekend now, doesn't it?
Bow hunting is still about a few weeks away, yes.
Okay. All right, so I really want to spend some time talking about it because we had a heck of a football game last night that Kane covered.
Yes.
And we've got more coming. So let's go ahead and go to a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk major upset, albeit it is a jamboree, Lorville over Nish. So we're going to talk about that when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at MakoRestoration.com. That's MakoRestoration.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. None this weekend, but good news, the Quarter Tavern is reopening on Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. Hurricane party or not, we're hoping not, but the Quarter Tavern will be open Sunday. And keep in mind, throughout this storm, they do have a generator, and as long as they can be open, they will be open, once again, utilizing a generator. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main Street, across from McDonald's. Half-price happy hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8, and 3 to 6 on Thursday.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisEatCool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back, 367-1240. Give us a call. Remember, if you'd like to call about birthdays or anniversaries, you can call 365-3434. That is 365-3434. If you want to call in on the show to talk sports, you are certainly welcome to call at 367-1240. So Lorville, I always say, coach for a lot of years, jamborees are, you have to be careful with a jamboree in your evaluation of it because it's only two quarters. A couple of turnovers here or there can change the fabric of a two-quarter game so quickly.
And is it running time, too?
Oh, no. No running time. Running time at 212 minutes, it's not even worth showing up.
Okay.
With that being said, and I'm saying that because I know – that Coach Martin is taking this W with a grain of salt. But still, this is, as far as confidence, Lorville 10, Nish 6. That is a huge feather in Lorville's cap. I'm talking for confidence. Lorville is a program that Coach Martin has slowly raised up. I know in his first year, man, of course, we played and – just really lacking in any kind of experience and talent, but slowly but surely he's built it up. A lot of those kids that I coached against as freshmen and sophomores, they're now juniors and seniors, and you can tell he's ready to step it up. And the thing is, Double A, I've always said Double A, which is Division III, select is very tough. It is an extremely tough division. You've got Notre Dame in there. You've got St. Charles. You've got Newman. You've got Dunham. Just to name a few, Episcopal was nails last year. You've got LCA. I forgot that.
Duh.
The main one.
They won it.
Won the last two. But AA public school is really wide open. Manny is the only school that has kind of somewhat been a mini juggernaut. You know, a team that's really tough to beat, but I've seen them. They're not that well coached. They play just straight man defense, kind of just come off the ball. You know, they're not splitting any atoms over
but
there.
But they've got an area to haul kids in that's probably
the thing is,
in the state.
I always said it was the biggest hypocrisy. The principal from Manny was the main person who pushed the split because supposedly he's saying private schools don't have traditional geographic areas to pull from. They can pull from all over. Wherein in Manny, the entire surrounding area doesn't play football. They're
That's
all
right.
Class B and C schools. So every kid that wants to play football from those schools are immediately eligible at Manny.
Yeah, Annie Coco and all those,
yes.
All those
Zwally,
little schools.
Yeah,
all of those little schools.
Toledo Bend, everywhere
right.
around there. They're
That's
all
right.
B and C schools.
That's right.
So, but again, it is what it is now. It's been like that since 2013. It's not going to go back. So Lauraville, in my opinion, the last couple of years, not having really that great of a team, okay, still was making it like to the quarters and pushing to the semi. Almost beat a Kinder last year.
That's right.
Who ended up in the finals. I really think this could be a Lauraville team. That if he stays healthy, now again, Coach Martin, he's got a few guys going both ways, and that gets scary because when one guy gets hurt, it's like two. But this could be a team that could really do some damage on the public school side of AA football. Now, Coach Ware and Nish, he lost some key players from last year, but I still don't count Nish out.
They also, from what I understood, had some issues with COVID,
yes,
too.
Yes, had a few kids out with COVID. I do know Coach Martin had a couple as well. And that's going to be something you have to deal with all year long. But Coach Ware and that wing T, I know he'll get things together and, you know, be a ball control team, play good defense, and continue things going in the direction that he started last year. But just to talk about the game a little bit, Nish opens up the scoring with a pick six by Colby Williams with 3 minutes left in the first half, which actually – is the 12-minute quarter, which becomes your half. Lauraville comes out, starts at the minus 31-yard line with just minutes, very little time left in the first half. Well, with 3 minutes left, the twins, Caleb to Colin, Jacob, 37-yard pass on the last play of the first half, gives them a 7-6 lead because Nish had missed the extra point. And then in the second half, Nish fumbles on its own 14-yard line, and Lauraville can't move the ball, but Logan Tomplay comes in and kicks a 23-yard field goal to make it 10-6. And then Lauraville did have the ball at the end of the game, deep in Nish territory to end the game. So, again, that's big for Lauraville. That's something that they can hang their hat on moving forward into the regular season, hoping that this storm does not affect week one of football. It looks like it's pushed further east now, but I always say until it runs over that last piece of land, is it Cuba that it still has to go over?
Yeah, I think so. It's up
yeah.
in that area.
Yeah,
yes.
It's got a landmass, and the last time it crossed a landmass, that's when it jumped, 60 miles east. So you never know; it could jump right back.
Yeah, and it's focused to become a major hurricane.
Yes, and they're talking Category 3 now.
Well,
possibly.
I told on the fishing and hunting show the water in Vermilion Bay is the hottest it's been all year at 89 degrees, and that's that's fuel for that storm.
Yeah. So good luck to Nish and Lauraville. Of course, we'll keep tabs tonight. Again, Jeff will be back along with Keith. We'll have Delcom, Highland, and Generette with a three-way jam going to where each will play a 12-minute two 12-minute halves. And following that, roughly 8:30, you'll have Catholic High and Westgate tangling to finish off the festivities. Saints news. Before we're going to talk a little list of top college players in the last segment. We're going to talk a little Saints news.
Do I need to get a violin?
Saints have problems at a few defensive tackle, tight ends, and cornerbacks. That's where they're getting really thin. Of course, the Saints cut Cook.
Yes.
Mr. Fumble.
And
then Hill retires.
Yes.
Well, now Troutman gets hurt, so they're very thin there. You know, we can remember last year they let go Janoris Jenkins, corner.
Yes.
Let go defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins. He left as a free agent.
And Hendricks is a free agent.
And traded signed. Malcolm Brown.
And Hendricks signed elsewhere.
Yes. So Saints are thin there, and it looks like they're going to have to hit the waiver wire to pick up some guys, you know, to get them through camp. They're struggling there. And then Crawley, who was playing so well at corner, he has I didn't see him get hurt during the game, but he has an undisclosed injury.
Yes.
Which I don't think that's a bad – as long as it's not a bad injury. Paulson Adebo needs work.
Yes.
And there's absolutely nothing like getting work with the ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so the more work that Paulson Adebo gets, I think that's better for the Saints. I've said it many times on the show. I always tried to look as an older guy, as a starter getting injured, as long as it wasn't a bad injury, as a positive. Let's go ahead and sit that guy. Let's get him back, and let's work his backup. Let's let that guy help coach that spot, because you get better when you look at it from a coach's perspective. So sometimes that can be a good thing. Just like with the Patriots right now. Very upset with Cam Newton. Cam Newton's finally back, but that gave Mac Jones all the more reps, man. You know, it just gave him rep after rep. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, and they made a trade over that last night, too. The Patriots did. I'm trying to remember.
I did see that.
5 and 6 draft choices for a player.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Michael Thomas, he's involved in a lawsuit right now. Did you see that?
Yeah, $1 million lawsuit.
Yeah. He's living in a place that costs $60,000 a month to rent.
$60,000.
And look, if you can afford it, I'm not throwing stones at that. Okay? I think it's a little ridiculous. But you know what? If you can afford it, you got that kind of money, hey, you do you, man. But then supposedly the landlord did not follow the rules. Supposedly, nobody was supposed to ever bother him. He was saying that people were constantly there, this and that, and that they took away a security deposit, even though they didn't follow. So he's suing the guy for $1 million. But just this in itself is not an indictment on Michael Thomas by any stretch.
No.
But when you just have certain guys that just can't get out of the news, you just worry about them. Antonio Brown. It just can't get out of the news.
It follows.
You know, finally, nobody's talking about Antonio Brown, and he goes and he rips a guy's helmet off and hits him in the face during practice. That in itself is not an indictment on Antonio Brown, but that amongst the 15 other things that have happened over the past 2 years, yeah, that becomes the indictment.
The paparazzi follows him, and the journalists follow him.
You know, try to stay out of the news, man. Just try to stay out of the news. A little Cajuns news, indirectly Cajuns news. Texas has yet to name a starting quarterback. And when they do that in college, very often it's just so not to give the opponent an idea, because you have the redshirt freshman, Hudson Card, who everybody really thinks is going to be the starter, who is the more Patrick Mahomes-esque type player.
Okay.
And then you've got the junior, Casey Thompson, who is more of your traditional pocket passer, from what I understand. I do believe that Napier and the crew, that they're preparing for Hudson Card. That's the guy. They're looking at major RPO stuff. What's funny is that I know, because I know my buddy wouldn't kiss and tell, but do you know who knows more about the Texas offense in Louisiana than anybody?
Texas offense in Louisiana.
It's the guy that does a Zoom conference almost every day with Sark. And it's Nelson Stewart at Newman.
Mm.
Nelson Stewart knows as much about Sark's offense.
Light bulb, yes.
as Sark does right now. I'm telling you. I talk to Nelson all the time. And he's like, man, we were on Zoom today, and Sark was going over this RPO package. And boom, he's reading the safety body, you know, and he's going through the whole deal. And I'm like, dude, you ever thought that somebody from UL might end up calling? He goes, man, I ain't answering the phone. He says, I'm not telling him, which he shouldn't. I've said I am in a position now. I'm going to give you an example. Week one, Nish plays Brobridge.
All right.
Two of my dearest friends in coaching.
At each school.
Or at each school.
Yep.
Tank Lotief and Kurt Ware.
Lotief was at Kaplan with you?
Correct. No. I set up when I left Kaplan to go to Karen.
Oh, okay. Lotief took over. Okay.
I went to the principal. This is the guy you need to bring in. She already knew him. It was a smooth transition. Well, both of these guys, they'll talk to me about, yeah, that's what we're doing. And I have information that could, but I'm not, you know, yeah, I just listen. I'm not telling either one of those guys. Now, don't get me wrong. If I find out info from somebody, number one, that I just really don't know that well or I don't care for, and he's playing a buddy of mine, oh, I'm going to my buddy.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, I will go to my buddy.
You could supplement your income.
No, I'm not going to go there. But I can remember. This is a funny story, and we'll go to a break. R.C. Slocum was in my office. I'm going to say around 19. This is, I'm not sure if it's when he was recruiting Brandon Mitchell or his little brother Jason. So sometime in the 90s. And they were about to play a huge game. I want to say it was when Kansas State was like ranked number one in the country. Wasn't there a time when Kansas State had
when Bishop was a quarterback, yeah, they had some really good,
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, and A&M upset them late to, yes, knock them out of the national championship deal.
Yes.
R.C. Slocum came in my office and showed us the game plan. They were playing Kansas State 2 days later. He literally drew it up on the board, oh, how, wow, they were going to play straight man, play a lot of cover zero, which is no free safety, and all the different blitzes that they were going to run. And I remember when he left realizing, I wonder what this would be worth to Kansas State. But, of course, I didn't.
Sure.
You know, I didn't. But coaches are very loose-lipped people in general. They just are by nature. Not all of them. It's one thing I've got going into business, and if Mark Leapery's listening, he's going to laugh. We've talked about it. Jake and I have talked about it. I love to talk about the business ventures that I'm getting into. And they're like, man, in business, you got to keep that quiet, coach. You got to keep that quiet. You never know when somebody's trying to poach what you're doing, steal your idea. And it's been a learning curve for me. Because like I said, in coaching, the thing about coaching is you can talk about what you do, how you do it, but they don't know when you're going to do it. Coaches are always very open to talk about their schemes and the different things that they do. They just are. In general, very share oriented, but in business, it's not like that. Everybody's loose lips sink ships.
Yeah, you work for a bank and you create a run on a bank, you go to jail.
All right, we're going to come back for our last segment. I love these ESPN lists that come out because it gives us something to talk about, and it's always interesting. Well, I think it might be 24/7 Sports, but they started a list. The top 50 collegiate players of all time. Well, I didn't fool with 50 through 30, but they did 30 through 21. So we're going to talk about all those players. And remember, there's a guy in here that everybody's going to say, no, he might have been the greatest of all time. But this is body of work. This is not necessarily 1 year. This is body of work over time in college.
Okay.
So a lot of these guys that didn't play for very long, they might not be as high on the list. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that right here, 367-1240.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club.
Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. None this weekend, but good news, the Quarter Tavern is reopening on Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. Hurricane party or not, we're hoping not, but the Quarter Tavern will be open Sunday. And keep in mind, throughout this storm, they do have a generator, and as long as they can be open, they will be open, once again utilizing a generator. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main Street, across from McDonald's. Half price, happy hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8, and 3 to 6 on Thursday.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Remember to stay tuned after the show. We got Lee Kay coming on for the Breakfast Club. Don't forget to stay tuned. And reminder, if you want to go get a shot of gumbo within the next half hour to 45 minutes, go to Bullany Plaza right now. Tell them Coach Indest sent you. Chicken and sausage gumbo.
You get a discount?
I think you can get it for free.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking for free.
I hear you.
To tell them Coach Indest sent you. You heard it on the radio. Say, where's Jake Blanchard? Coach Indest sent me, and I want some free gumbo.
Let's rush out of here.
And I realize it's not gumbo weather, but you know what? It's always gumbo weather.
That's
when
right.
When you really think about
especially
it.
Especially in this area.
And don't go if you don't like dark meat, because it's full of chicken thighs.
All right.
I don't put no white meat in my gumbo.
That's
I don't like the white meat. I like a lot of sausage and a lot of thighs.
Chicken stew works for me.
You see, I would rather, if you're going to offer me either chicken stew or chicken gumbo, I'm going with the stew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stew guy. My mother, for my birthdays, I wanted chicken stew, macaroni and cheese, and cheesecake.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and peas.
Okay. All right. So that's your death row meal.
That was my birthday.
That's your death row meal.
Yep.
Okay.
Fried chicken.
Oh, no. My mama's, yeah.
Mashed potatoes and peas.
Chicken stew, mac and cheese, and cheesecake.
And lemon meringue pie.
Now, I will say this. Victor's banana cream pie. Now, that one, we talked about it before.
Oh, yesterday, yeah.
That one's tough to beat. Tough to beat. All right. To finish up, we're going to talk about 24/7's top 30. We're going to go 30 through 21. At number 30, name from the past. Not, you know, my past. It's
all right.
And more in Turbo's wheelhouse.
All right, fire me.
Great Nebraska running back,
That the one that got in all the trouble?
Nope. Before him. Mike Rozier.
Oh, Rozier. You know, married a girl from Grand Mary.
Really?
Yes.
Got a lot of pretty girls in Grand Mary.
Absolutely.
Yep. Beyonce's.
He was the Mardi Gras down here. He was, I think, one of the Grand Marshal at one of the parades.
Ah, interesting. So Mike Rozier, great, great offense, great team. I do believe, though, it was the team that went for two to beat Miami.
Yes.
Nebraska was considered by far the best team in the country, and Miami.
Playing on their home turf, though.
Upset them. Howard Schnellenberger.
Playing in Miami.
Which, honestly, should have led. Who got the shaft? Somebody got the shaft for the number one team. It was an SEC school that got the shaft that was usurped by. Miami was like number four going into that game.
That's right. That is
and
correct.
It was an undefeated SEC team that won ugly. It was on SEC Story the other day. I keep wanting to say Auburn, but I don't think it was Auburn.
No, I don't think it was either. It might have been
Florida. I don't know.
No, Florida didn't have their ball coach in. It might have been Alabama, but Tennessee maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to know because Bill Battle was pitiful in the late 70s. They fired him.
But this was after. This wasn't the late 70s.
Yeah, this is 82, 81, 82. Yeah. Bear Bryant was retiring, so he barely got past Illinois.
Yeah.
In that bowl game.
Well, if somebody can think of that one, you can shoot me a text. Speaking of Miami, Vinny Testaverde at 29.
Yeah.
Guy that ended up being a pretty good NFL player. Started out. There was a stat the other day in the Saints game that talked about Testaverde threw for like almost 30 interceptions like a Jameis Winston and came back after that and had some great years, had some all-pro years after throwing that many interceptions. But of course, Testaverde was a big part of that Miami turnaround with Schnellenberger and that crew.
Yes.
Sometimes I get him mixed up with Bernie Kosar.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just get the two mixed up. Bernie Kosar, when they interview him, he's a real Jersey kind of guy.
Yeah, he was, too. From Pennsylvania. Yeah,
but he played in Miami as well, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Doug Flutie, 28, who I got no problem with that. Doug Flutie, of course, the Hail Mary pass against Miami when he was at Boston College.
That's correct.
Phelan. Phelan was the man he threw it to.
Yeah.
Doug Phelan.
22 to 33 or whatever.
Great finish. Yeah. I literally only watched like the last minute of that game. I just came in. I was at my mom's house. Forget what year it was.
84.
Yeah, I wanted to say I was either a senior or a freshman in college, like right in that. Probably I was.
I think I was in the 19th hole, too,
senior
when I saw
year.
That play.
And I just walked in, flipped it on. And Boston College has the ball, and all of a sudden, here's Flutie running around, throws it. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to see that. Ron Dane at 27. A lot of these guys are Heisman Trophy winners. Yeah. Ron Dane, who did not have any kind of really NFL career. A little too slow.
99 won the Heisman?
Yep. Great back from Wisconsin. Marcus Mariota had a great career at Oregon. Is still in the NFL. He's still with us. Was with the Titans. I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's Tannehill's backup. But great guy. Got to know him at Manning Camp. I'm talking unassuming, wonderful human being, Marcus Mariota. Now, this is the one, of course, that's going to get LSU fans riled up because you think this guy arguably had the best season ever for a quarterback in the history of the NCAA, Joe Burrow.
Yes.
But you have to remember, Joe Burrow is a junior, was very pedestrian as a player.
Yes.
And only had that one great year. So, really, it's an honor to be considered one of the top 25 players of all time.
Georgia was a team.
Okay, Georgia.
Yeah, that was.
Yes, it was. Vince Dooley and Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. It was Georgia. That was Herschel Walker crowd.
Yes, yes. They won like 9-6 in their bowl game. They were just.
Yeah.
They didn't play that well, and that's why, they didn't have the sexy, the value. But Burrow at 25, which I think that's fair. Again, it was the one great year. Mariota drafted by Tennessee, now is at Vegas.
Oh, yeah,
and I still have a hard time saying Vegas.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
It's still the Baltimore Colts.
The Vegas Raiders. You know, it's just, it's hard, man. I never got used to saying the L.A. Raiders.
Yeah. They move them around a little bit. How about the Oakland Raiders?
Well, no, that's who I think they are.
Yeah, they were.
To me, they're Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're Oakland to me.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles were the St. Louis Browns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you're getting way before my time.
Okay. All right.
Billy Cannon, one step ahead of Joe Burrow at 24.
Really?
Yes, was nice to see his name. And, again, Billy Cannon had a really strong 3-4-year career at LSU.
Oh, yes.
And the thing is, stats were so different at that time. Offenses did not move the ball the way they move it now. Billy Cannon won the Heisman only rushing for less than 1,000 yards.
600.
Yes.
600.
Now, had a lot of return yards, all-purpose.
Yeah.
Played some defense as well, didn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, times have changed so much when it comes to that, and it's hard to compare those apples and oranges.
But Cannon, at 6'1", 200 pounds, you got to remember they had Lyman at 210 pounds. Ran a 9.500.
Yes, he had Herschel Walker-type speed relative to that time.
That's correct. Yeah. But he didn't have the hips. So.
Yeah, Herschel didn't either now. I'm going to tell you, Herschel's a stiff dude.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker was brawn and speed.
Yeah. When you look at people like Johnny Rodgers.
You know, that's where when Bo Jackson came around, Bo Jackson was a little more twitchy and hippie version of Herschel Walker.
Yes.
But he wasn't as fast as Herschel Walker.
No, he wasn't.
Herschel Walker had, you call it, world-class speed. Herschel Walker was a guy that wouldn't have gone to the Olympics, but could have gone to the Olympic trials.
Yes.
That's how fast Herschel Walker was.
And I'd be willing to bet Cannon didn't rush for 1,500 yards in his 3 years at LSU.
And, again, a part of a wing T offense in which it's a three-headed rushing attack, and in the wing T, one guy is typically not – well, let's say when I had Jaden Stokes, he rarely rushed for over 16, 18 times a game, more like 15, even though he was that great of a back. But you have so many guys involved. Now, these days, one back attacks. Well, even though you might only rush the ball 24 times a game, that one back might get it 18 times.
And you got to remember, Cannon played in an era where it was one platoon football.
Yes.
To come out the game, you had to take out the whole unit. You had to call timeout and put a whole new unit in.
Wait. What? I didn't know this.
One platoon football. One platoon football. There was no free substitution other than an injured player.
But you could just fake an injury.
Yeah, but coaches didn't think that deep back then.
I did not. You just told me. You're blowing my mind right now.
I can remember.
So that's why you had the Chinese bandits and the red and the white and the gold and the white and all that stuff.
That's right.
Okay, well, now that makes sense to me now.
That's what he did. And he was playing 33 players. Dietzel was playing 33 players, and most teams maybe had 20.
That is incredible. I did not know that.
I mean, quarterbacks played safety.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that. One platoon football.
Interesting.
And they changed that in 63, 64, somewhere in there.
Just ahead of Billy Cannon, Baker Mayfield. Again, would be arguable to be higher, but he basically had 2 years. I want to say he had two really good years.
Well, he walked on at Tech, I think.
Well,
Texas Tech.
And then ended up, he was at A&M. It wasn't at A&M at one point. I know he moved around a bunch.
I could stand corrected, but I thought it was Texas Tech. He walked on.
But, of course, ended up at Oklahoma having a fabulous career. And right now the Browns are the team that everybody's talking about that's ready to take that next step.
That's right. Of course,
won a playoff game last year.
First time in boom.
Yes.
Eons.
Yeah. So
the dog pound will be hopping this year.
You know, Mayfield could be headed toward an all-pro type season. Tony Dorsett used to be Dorsett, but when he became a Cowboy, it was call me Dorsett.
Yeah, he was a heck of a back, too.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and he showed up in Pittsburgh weighing 160 pounds.
Yeah.
But he could run like
And again, that's why he wasn't heavily recruited. That's why he didn't end up at Penn State Ohio State.
But Johnny Majors brought in 70 recruits that year.
And ended up at the University of Pitt. One of the greatest backs of all time in the NFL. I mean, when he's one of those guys. So when I'm looking at these guys right here. Okay, Rozier, hardly, not a very good NFL career. Testaverde, better than average. Flutie, not much. Dane, very little. Mariota, average. Burrow, remains to be seen. Billy Cannon, okay NFL career. Mayfield has a chance. He's working there. Dorsett, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dorsett in this 30 to 21, it's not even close. Because the next one is Cam Newton that they listed 21. Now, Cam Newton, he was an all-pro one year.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Definitely a way better than average NFL career, but not in the same stratosphere as Tony Dorsett.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Dorsett was at the Monday night that had like the 97-yard run.
99-yard
run.
Well, tied with a few other people, unless you go count inches.
I remember the Bo Jackson run against, I think it was the Seahawks. I was in college.
Bosworth?
Yes. Well, he ran over Bosworth, but in the same game, had a long run, and literally he had a hard time slowing down. He went, like, way into the tunnel.
That's right.
We were watching that. What was the old restaurant at Four Corners?
Toby's.
We were at Toby's restaurant. My buddy Tank Lotief, the head coach at Brobridge High School, his dad was involved in Toby's, part owner, something. Okay. And we had a big fraternity get-together that night. It was a Monday night, and we watched the game on the TV at Toby's.
I was at Jacob's. I like Jacob's. It was across the street.
Okay.
They tore down because of the underpass going through.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's great memories right there. But I love looking back. These SEC storage programs and all these different things they have leading up to football. And again, I never watched these things before. I was always preparing for a darn football game. And I'll be honest with you, I'm perfectly fine not. I'm loving thinking about fantasy football and thinking about different things. Like I've told people, I still think I'm young enough to where one day, hey, you never know what's going to happen. But right now, I'm in the heat now when I want to be in the heat.
And Saturday morning's got to be a lot fresher, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm never late for my tea time on Saturday morning.
I bet you are, either. As you blow out the door.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, wonderful week. Like I said, this August has just flown by. When we come back, it'll still be August at we'll see on Monday how everything works out.
We even be prepared for Sunday too. Is my thrust? Make
well,
sure
I'm talking
you got
about
water,
the show.
Batteries.
The show.
Yeah, we should be all right. Hopefully, if the winds aren't too bad, and of course, the variance is anywhere between Vermilion Parish all the way to Lafourche or even Plaquemines Parish. So we'll see. It changes so much. Yeah. And the winds.
And again, until it goes over that last landmass that it has to, it always moves. When it hits a landmass, they always move.
Just take precautions. Fill your tank, you know, things like that with gas, and make sure you have plenty
of
water.
Just call me Dick Furrow.
That's right. I remember, what was that?
F-U-R-R-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, and what was the old boy, WWL Nash? God, his first name escapes me right now, but he was a meteorologist at WWF.
I tell you, Rob Perillo, he's become such an icon down here. I mean, everybody. Everybody follows Rob. And now, of course, you can follow him online and all these different stuff. But But going to give another shout-out to Jake and his posse over across the street right now. If you want to get some gumbo, I'm assuming it's not too late. I'm about to go get some. I know Turbo looks like he's salivating right now.
It's tough to turn down gumbo.
So we want to thank these wonderful sponsors who take care of us. Mako Restoration. And I do want to give a shout-out to Mako. Mako as well as L.A. Classic Roofing. Now, folks, of course, we never want to be affected by these storms. But somebody always ends up being affected by them. And if you are Mako Restoration, that's your go-to people. If you get water in your home, whether it's due to a storm or whether it's something with your air conditioner, whatever, Mako Restoration, that is your go-to. Gabe Sanner at Mako Restoration.
It's the mold that's the problem.
Correct. If you don't get rid of that water.
That's right.
L.A. Classic Roofing, if you have a roofing issue, please give us a call at L.A. Classic Roofing, Jake Blanchard. Along with Mabineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, which will be open Sunday. We're back. The Quarter Tavern is back. United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Please stay tuned. We got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club right after these messages.